Misguided moralizing-conservatives dismiss woke Archbishop's attack on border control program. By Peter Cattell on April 18, 2022. An attack on Britain's new border control program perpetrated by the woke Anglican Archbishop of Canterbury has been dismissed by a number of Conservative Party officials as misguided moralizing. Criticisms that Britain's new border control measures run contrary to the teachings of God are ultimately unfounded, a number of Conservative Party MPs have said, with one labeling such criticisms as misguided moralizing. The defense of the new policies, which will see illegal migrants sent to Rwanda for processing, it is claimed, comes after the plans were lambasted by woke Archbishop Justin Welby, one of the leading clerics in Britain's state church. While the senior church official denounced the new measures in no uncertain terms, according to a report by The Telegraph, those within the Tory party have largely simply dismissed any criticisms Welby may have. The people traffickers and those who turn a blind eye to ending this ungodly activity are the ones who should really be the target of the Archbishop's misguided moralizing, rebuked one MP. Another senior MP, Jacob Rees-Mogg, meanwhile spoke less harshly against the Archbishop's denunciation, arguing that his view that the move was ungodly was reasonable for him to have, but suggested that the religious leader should stay in his lane. This is not an unreasonable perspective for an archbishop. He is completely entitled to it, said Mogg, a practicing Catholic. But he has missed the effect of the policy, he continued. It is an informed and important opinion, but it is not revealed truth. Instead, he argued, the church should be seen as authoritative in all matters that pertain to God, but not when it comes to day-to-day practical solutions. Meanwhile, the Conservatives are who could largely be seen as responsible for the policy. Home Secretary Priti Patel denounced more generally criticism of her plan that was given without alternative suggestions. We are taking bold and innovative steps, and it's surprising that those institutions that criticize the plans failed to offer their own solutions, wrote Patel in an op-ed which was co-penned with Rwandan Minister for Foreign Affairs, Vincent Buruta. Allowing this suffering to continue is no longer an option for any humanitarian nation, the pair continued. Despite the widespread dismissal of Archbishop Welby's concerns, criticisms of the new border controls from Britain's Anglican Church have not abated. Stephen Cottrell, who serves as the Anglican Archbishop of York, backed up Welby's criticisms on Easter Sunday, saying that he was appalled at the plan. The message of Easter is that stones are rolled away and barriers are broken down, and therefore it's truly appalling and distressing, the Archbishop is reported as saying by The Telegraph. I'm appalled at what's being proposed, and I think we can do better than this, he continued, also saying that the government was out of tune with British people, an ironic claim to make considering the Anglican Church's collapsing attendance. Immigration is not the only woke talking point that Anglican clerics have been barging into recently, however, with one ex-Archbishop of Canterbury wading into Britain's trans wars. In doing so, Bishop Rowan Williams went so far as to compare transitioning to another gender to converting to Christianity, while demanding that so-called conversion therapy for transgenderism sufferers be banned. Conversion to Christianity is the event or process by which a person responds joyfully to the glorious embrace of the eternally loving and ever-merciful God, Bishop Rowan Williams was reported as previously saying. It has nothing to do with so-called conversion therapy-pressure put by one person on another to fit their expectations. The attempt to induce vulnerable and isolated people to deny who they truly are, he continued. To be trans is to enter a sacred journey of becoming whole, precious, honored and loved. By yourself, by others and by God. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.